Everyone is searching for answers. Everyone is searching for answers. Who am I? Why am I here? What am I supposed to be doing? What is going to happen to me? Do I have a special destiny? These and many more questions haunt our thoughts, and many of the answers can be found in the secret behind the day of your birth. Your birthday identifies you as one of the 52 cards in the deck, which in turn reveals many things about you and your life. Stay tuned today as we explore your destiny with me, Robert Lee Camp. This might be your date with destiny.
Good evening, everybody. This is Robert Lee Camp, and welcome to the Mr. Destiny Radio Show. I hope you're having a great day today. We are now in the time of the year that is ruled by the sign of Sagittarius. The sun is in the sign of Sagittarius, which is the lucky sign. All Sagittarius know on some level that they are lucky. It's why many of them are attracted to gambling. And if you have any friends that are Sagittarius, or if you know a Sag really well, or maybe you are a Sagittarian, you'll know that Sagittarians tend to expect good fortune to happen. It's like if they're driving around looking for a parking space, they expect. And when the great parking space shows up, they say, yeah, you know, I was expecting that to happen because that always happens to me. It's because Sagittarius is ruled by the planet Jupiter, which is one of the more benefic planets in... Now, Leo is also very good because it's ruled by the Sun, and Sun is the lord of... I mean, Leo is a sign ruled by the Sun, so having a Leo Sun sign is very fortunate. Also, Sagittarius is very fortunate. Now, today happens to be a Nine of Hearts, which is not such a fortunate birthday. But even among different cards, it may be very difficult. Having a Sagittarian sun sign with it definitely helps the good fortune aspects. It takes away from the negative. Now, not completely, don't get me wrong, but it adds a blessing. So you can't escape. Nine of Hearts has some really terrific relationship karma. And no Nine of Hearts can really escape that. Look at Hillary Clinton. She's a Nine of Hearts Scorpio. But people that are born on a Sagittarius Nine of Hearts day today will have a better time than most. We have a lot of famous people, very interesting collection of people born today. First of all, we have Dale Carnegie, who wrote How to Win Friends and Influence People, among other books, and who was a major force in my life earlier in my life. I used to read his books. We have actress Katherine Hagel. She's born today. We have, let's see, before I get to the one, we have actress Shea DeLynn, actor Colin Hanks, musician Scott Joplin, who wrote so many amazing songs back in the 1800s. We have law enforcement officer Bat Masterson. There used to be a great TV show about Bat Masterson, which I used to watch when I was a kid. But here's a surprise. We have William S. Buckley born today, and Peter Best, who was the first drummer for the Beatles. But Ted Bundy, the serial killer, was born today also. Very interesting. Because today now you have the ruling card is a jack of clubs. So you can expect some of the highest and lowest expressions of that card today with a jack of clubs among the birthdays of these people. So Nine of Hearts, jack of clubs. So these people are going to be super intelligent. It's interesting that a lot of the heart cards are very intelligent. You don't expect that initially from hearts. You would think clubs would be the ones that would be the smartest as a general rule. But it turns out that hearts have really, a lot of them have really major powerful clubs in powerful positions in their chart, which gives them a high degree of intelligence. And they have a sort of a liking of that, too. I mean, they really kind of enjoy having that kind of intelligence. I mean, a lot of the heart cards have really powerful cards in Mercury, which rules the mind. Mercury would be considered the planet that rules clubs as a general rule. So that is today. Other announcements, let's see, not much happening. Love Cards Dating is still live, if those of you haven't heard about it. LoveCardsDating.com is the place where you can go and find matches based on your birthday. Now, we have one person sign up who's a joker, and we had forgotten about jokers, and it gave this person a wrong birth card, and we had to go in there and make some accommodations. Basically, we can't find matches for jokers. A lot of people try. A lot of people have tried to come up with a method that would allow them to read for jokers, because they just couldn't accept the fact that one card in the deck could not be read, or one birthday of the year could not be read. I never had that problem. I can just accept that the joker can't be read by the system. And I, in fact, have several customers and clients who are jokers, and they don't do card readings for themselves, but they do it from other people. Very interesting. So lovecardsdating.com is live and growing. I think we have over 420 people now, and it's growing daily. We're getting ready to do a big push in about a week that should triple the amount of people that are on the site. So those of you who have been waiting for more people to show up, hang in there. There's going to be a lot. So what we do on this show is, this is all based on my books, this show, which are The Cards of Your Destiny. The other book is Love Cards, and the newest book is Your Birthday, Your Card. And what we're about here is showing you how this system can benefit you, how it can provide answers for your life. This system is first and foremost a spiritual system. It's meant to give us information about ourselves on a deeper level, which ties in with our topic tonight, which is how to transcend your card. We're going to talk about that, because every birthday of the year in this system is a card, one of the 52 cards, and it identifies patterns, specific karmic patterns. But we can transcend karma, really. Probably, it may not be true that we can transcend karma. We certainly can't transcend it completely. You can't change the law of cause and effect. But it is possible to act other than your card. We're going to talk about that in a few minutes. So we have a little talk in the beginning of the show. I give it on a topic. And then at 7:30 Pacific, we open up the phone lines, and you're welcome to call in and ask any question you want. And I'll look, give us your birthday, your name, and where you're from, and what your question is when you talk to me, and I'll do my best to give you an answer that helps. Now, sometimes people get readings from me, and they expect, what they're expecting is that I'm just going to read their cards period by period. But in fact, I don't do that. That's not what I do when I do readings. I actually, my intention in a reading is for people to sort of get the best from the system and use it in the way that is most beneficial, which means to take our power back. We can't give our power away to the cards, but we can use the cards as a guide. We can use the cards as a guide for our future and for our present. And we can understand our past. We can understand our past relationships, past choices and actions that we've had in our life, and we can use it that way. So I use the cards to help my clients get deeper in touch with themselves. I want them to understand the things and choices that they did, that they made, that got them into their life situation that they're in now, and have them have a deeper understanding of themselves so they can make a better choice for the future. That's my, and then they can have the future they want. As we look at these yearly spreads of cards, I've learned that you can have those spreads be the best. In other words, every single card in your life spread, in your yearly spread, has a positive expression. And you can have those cards be the best. that they can possibly be. If you know what it is you're doing and really what you want in your life and you're clear and you're not being, let's say, stuck in patterns and so forth, if you're aware of yourself and aware of your capability and aware of what you really want in life, these cards are a guide. It makes a roadmap for success. Anybody can have success, and every single period can be successful. Now, there are difficult times. There are karmic periods, like Saturn period, when things can happen that can be very difficult to deal with. So you have to be aware of those things can happen. They're usually karmic in nature. In other words, we created those in the past, and they come back. But usually after age 45, those kind of things don't happen too much. So not something to be concerned about. So now we're going to talk about transcending your cards. You know, I was, a lot of people have asked this question of me many, many times when I'm giving a class. They say, well, how does free will play into this whole card thing? Here you have your whole life all laid out for you, all your cards in your whole life laid out in front of you. You can look in your past and you go, wow, those things really did happen. You can look at your past spreads, past years, and see, wow, that was really accurate. And this is what happens. A lot of people, when they're exposed to the card system, they become very excited because they see the validity of it. And they also see indications for the present. They see, you know, they see what's happening in the present, and they see it reflected in the cards, and they begin to sort of believe in the cards. And then they start looking into the future. And they say, well, where does free will come in? You know, do I have any choice in all this? So this is what I want to talk about tonight. And beyond that, how we can transcend the card. Now, your birth card, whatever it is, and your ruling card, these cards together, and you may have two ruling cards if you're a Scorpio, or you may have two of the same card if you're a Leo, so you're a double of that card. This card represents it's a symbol, really. That's what it is. It's a symbolic representation of a set of karmic patterns, of characteristics and tendencies. It was never meant to box us in, really. It was meant more to give sort of a context with which we could look at ourselves and become more self-aware. It wasn't meant to be this, what I would call a death sentence, like that's how you're going to be the rest of your life. I call it a death sentence. Maybe that's not the right word to use. So, but it does pinpoint characteristics. Now, give you a good example is my card, Queen of Diamonds. We're known to have fears about not having enough money. That's indicated by our first karma card, the Three of Diamonds. Even though we often have a lot of money, there's a fear that comes up inwardly about not having enough money. So this becomes apparent at some point in life, and usually it's played out through the life. Now, a person who's unconscious may have that pattern exist their entire life. And see, what that kind of a pattern does is, if I have an inner fear about not having enough money, that's going to influence my choices, especially if I'm unconscious of it. If I'm not really aware that I have that, it will, all my choices and my thinking about my choices even will be influenced by that fear. This is what happens. When we're upset about something, our mind gets involved at that moment, and immediately our thinking goes to the negative because we're already upset. So our thinking gets influenced by that. So choices will be made in a lifetime. Like if I'm unaware that I have this issue of fear of not having enough, I'm going to have a history of making choices that came from that place. For example, people who are working a job that they dislike. Oftentimes they're working it because they're afraid that's the best they can do. There won't be enough if I don't take what's being offered to me. They have that fear. It's part of their pattern. And this is a pattern for Queen of Diamonds. You can find a lot of Queen of Diamonds people working jobs they don't like because it makes money. you know, they feel like they have no other choice. There's a fear. They're not able to see beyond that. So that's the pattern of Queen of Diamonds. Now, that can manifest in lots of other ways too. For example, it can mean this Three of Diamonds that they have as a first karma card that we have, it can also represent indecision about relationships, about life. What do I want to do? I can't make up my mind. I want this and I want that. Can I have it all? Uncertainty in value, about value, is a very basic nature or basic meaning of Three of Diamonds. And so you may see a Three of Diamonds first karma. You may meet Queen of Diamonds, people that don't show the traits of being afraid about money, but you'll see this uncertainty and indecision show up in other areas in your life, in relationships. For example, Tom Cruise, who shares my birthday, I predicted years ago, way before he was even married the second time, I predicted he would have 3 marriages. Now, he may actually end up having 4 marriages because, you know, there's still plenty of time left, and his pattern has already been, he's only 45 years old, and he's already in his 3rd marriage. So he may end up having another marriage at some point. It's possible, because that's the pattern. That's another pattern of Queen of Diamonds. They have 3s as a karma card, but also 3s in Mars and Venus. So you have this Queen of Diamonds pattern, and you're going to find a lot of Queen of Diamonds who fit that mold, and they might do one. They might have the fear of money, or they might have the indecision about life, relationships, job, or they might have them all. Some Queen of Diamonds will. So how does a Queen of Diamonds then person transcend that? So what we see, first of all, is that all these ways of behaving that our card represents, and whatever your card is, there's a pattern there. All these ways of behaving have deeper psychological reasons for why they are showing up in your life. For example, I mean, I learned after many, many years that I had Sun square Moon in my natal chart, which is a basic uncertainty and fear that it creates. It's known to create that Sun square Moon. And it wasn't the knowing the aspect, but the aspect showed me within myself that there was this fear that I had, and I sort of knew that I had it. But it helped me to see it more clearly. It helped me to pinpoint it. So once I did pinpoint that fear, I began to work on that. In other words, I began to pay attention to that. I began to be with that more and not just push it away, not just keep making choices to avoid it. And this is what I see. Oh, so many people. I have so many clients. I have, you know, sometimes as many as 5 readings in a week. And I see so many of us are just trying to avoid something that's painful, and yet our life is miserable. Some of my clients said their lives are often very miserable because they won't face their own fear. So once I began facing my own fear and feeling that, I now was not bound by the pattern of the Queen of Diamonds birth card anymore. Once I began to get familiar with my own fear and learn how to be with my own fear in a way that caused that fear to be healed inside of myself, I have a method now. I'm still afraid. I still have fear. It comes up not as often as it used to. I think that's part of the process. Once you start working on it, you know, something like this, it comes up less often. It still comes up, but less often. And I also have a way now where I know what to do. I can be with myself, and without changing what happened around me that scared me, and without changing my situation around me in any way, I can get back to a place of well-being, a sense of well-being. And by attaining that sense of well-being, I'm no longer bound. I no longer make those choices. I can recognize when I'm afraid. I can be with myself at that time, and I'll actually come around to feeling better without changing anything. The situation that scared me is still there, but I haven't touched it. What I did was I worked on my own fear. This is the way. So now I can have a life where I'm not bound by the Queen of Diamonds pattern of, you know, having all this fear, making these choices from this fear. And really, if you look at any negative expression of any card, it's going to be based somewhere on a fear. There's a fear somewhere underneath there. It can be, like, there's all kinds of fears. It could be the fear of the Queen of Diamonds, like fear of not having enough. But there can also be fear of losing one's freedom. There can be fear of being controlled by other people. There can be, those are some of the main ones, you know, fear of not having enough love, enough money, fear of betrayal, fear of abandonment, fear of death, which underlies all fears, is the fear of death. And Two of Clubs people have that more than anybody else because their first karma card is the Ace of Spades, the card of transformation. So Two of Clubs people, not all of them display that outwardly, but they're having that going on some level in their life. So we have, if you look at any negative manifestation of a card, there's some fear at the root of it. Now, if I'm unconscious about that, I am going to keep on acting out of that, and I am going to be bound by the pattern associated with my birth card. I have no choice. I'm not conscious. There's no part of me that is aware enough to catch myself in the act and not have myself behave in that certain pattern way. In order to transcend the pattern behavior of any expression of a card, I have to become aware. I have to become aware of myself. Not just vaguely aware, but really aware. Like so familiar with myself that I know when I get afraid, I know what things scare me, I'm ready for it when it happens. I'm not going to do the old pattern of just jumping and trying to change the world, change somebody else, make somebody else wrong, get upset. I'm not going to do any of those things. I'm going to catch myself right then and there, and I'm going to do what it takes to have myself feel better. So I can then make choices from love and choices from consciousness and choices from awareness. So that's the way, that's a basic fundamental way that we can all transcend our card. But here's the big but. You will find that very, 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 and I can't even say this enough times, very few people will ever do that. Even those of us who are trying our best cannot achieve it all the time. You see? Now, I mean, I'm not saying it's impossible, but I'm saying that if you think it's an easy thing, and a lot of people run around, you know, they feel like, oh, you know, I've met so many people that, you know, over the course of my life who, you know, they kind of think they're enlightened. This is my last lifetime. And something about it doesn't feel right to me. I don't even know what it is exactly, but I'm thinking, you have no idea why you're even here if you think this is your last lifetime. I know it's a feeling you might have, but that's because you're probably a 9 or a Pisces or something. But there's a lot more to it. And I look at people and there's all kinds of, I had a client recently and she was talking about all these methods that she had done to work on herself, but none of those methods involved her facing herself. None of those, they were all stuff like things that people would do to you, or you would chant a mantra, or you would do this or do that. But there was nothing that was having her face and be with her feelings about things going on in her life. And I just thought, well, nothing's going to really change because you're not really going to the source of the problem. If we're not willing to look and be with what's going on inside of us and be honest about that, how can we expect to make any progress in terms of transcending our card and going above it? Now, I've talked a lot recently about Eckhart Tolle and his work, The Power of Now, and I hope all of you have had the chance to read one of his books, Power of Now, A New Earth, or listen to the audio CDs of those books, because this is the cutting edge of spiritual technology right now. This is a cutting edge teacher. This is a teacher for our age right now. I think he's the teacher. I mean, there's other ones, don't get me wrong. I don't want to make anyone else's teacher seem less than or anything. But I feel like Eckhart Tolle, at least for me, that's it for me. I don't think I'll ever need another teacher in my lifetime. Because he can explain it so well. And I guess I don't know really why, but anyway, whenever we can enter into the now, which is what he talks about, and this means getting out of our patterned thought, our patterned identity with our thoughts, really what he's talking about, how we really think we are this conversation going on in our head. So to whatever extent we can get out of that and become aware of it, we can transcend our card. Because that pattern of thought that each of us carries around with us, that is associated with the card. It's interesting in the cards, there's two grand spreads. One's called the spiritual spread, and one's called the mundane spread, or the life spread. And the spiritual spread is life on the spiritual plane, and all the cards are in perfect order. It starts with the Ace of Hearts, goes to two hearts, three, four, through the hearts, then the clubs, diamonds, and spades. And all the cards are lined up in beautiful symmetry and harmony in the spread. And then you look at the life spread, and all the cards seem to have been displaced, messed up. You don't see any order at first when you look at it. There is an order to it, but it's not apparent on the surface. And what we've done in this transformative process, which is called quadration, which transforms the spiritual spread into the life spread, the cards have been taken from a place of oneness into a place of duality where we live now. So what we're looking at, and when we're looking at our life in the cards, and most of everything that I'm writing about the cards and teaching about the cards is all about the mundane translation of the cards in our life. That's mostly what it is. It's the mundane expression. So we're looking at yearly spreads, and we're looking at the mundane expression, the life spread. This is what your pattern is. Well, this mundane expression, this whole thing, it's connected to the thought ego, you might call it, that you end up with. So basically, your card, your birth card, and your ruling card together will be symbols of the thinking part of you, the part that's identified as a mind. Okay? That part of you, it's a symbol of that. It represents that. It displays that. It shows you that about yourself. So basically our ego, I'll call it the ego in the sense that Eckhart Tolle uses it, which means the false identity that we have. We think this part of us that thinks we are our past and thinks we are the good things that are going to happen someday in our future. That is symbolized by your card. And in the same way, you can transcend that card every time you get out of your identity with that thinking. You know, I look as it's so plain. The more I listen to Eckhart Tolle, the more plain it becomes in a way. It's like if we're always looking for fulfillment in the future, and we're always getting our sense of who we are from our past, what we did, you know, who I had a relationship with, where I went to school, the work I've done, the achievements I've done, my stories, my childhood, my parents. It's always the past that defines us, that gives us a sense of who we are. And even our problems, you know, most of us, many of us are really, our whole identity is tied up with the problems that we face in our life. They might be health problems, you know, I'm a person that has this problem, that problem, or there might be problems with work. One of my sisters has continual problems. She always gets fired from her job. But it might even be a good problem. Like your identity might be tied up in work because you're so good at it too. Either way, there is our identity. And as long as we're stuck in that identity of ourselves, we are stuck with our card, and you're not going to escape it. You may act on one side of the card, because every card has two sides. Well, actually, more than two when you think about the various possible expressions. You may be on the positive side of the card and its expressions, or you may be on the negative side. You may go back and forth. As long as you or I are stuck in our thinking, and we're trying to figure out the way out of it, we're already stuck. The moment I'm trying to figure out a problem or figure out a way to have a better future in my life, I'm already stuck in my card, and I'm never going to transcend. It's only going to happen by finding our true self, which is not such a small self, which is not influenced by the ups and downs of things going right or wrong in our external world, of our plans coming out or not coming out. It's funny how Eckhart Tolle talks about it. Everybody's thinking, someday I'm going to make it. We're all thinking we're going to make it someday. That's the illusion. That's the fundamental illusion of this world of duality that we all share. If you have a mind and you're identified with it, you cannot help it. That's what you have. You're thinking someday you're going to make it. And yet that is never going to happen. It just never. It may happen periodically, but as soon as it happens, within minutes or within an hour, you have a new future that you're trying to achieve, and you only let yourself enjoy it for a few minutes. So transcending our card involves conscious awareness at the very basis, and everybody can do it. It's just that rarely does anyone actually do it. As a matter of fact, most people that I meet, and even my clients, a lot of them, they don't really have a desire to really look at themselves. They just want to know when things are going to get better. They don't really want to even imagine that they might have had something to do with their life the way it is. They'd rather see themselves as being the victim of circumstances and hope that the cards will save them. Well, the cards will save you one year, and the next year they'll take away. It's funny, you know, and it's really true, you know. Someday you'll win, and the following day you'll lose. That's how life is. And if we're stuck in our mind, we are in our ego, and we are acting out of our card in the world of duality where everything is up and down, and that's how it's going to be. And yet we can go beyond that, much farther beyond that, by going deeper into awareness of ourselves. So that's our little discussion for this evening. I hope it was enjoyable to you. We're going. The phone lines are open. One line's already taken, but we have, I think, at least two lines available. We're going to have our little break, and when we come back, we'll take your calls. And as is customary on this show, since we started, we're playing songs from my CD called Bhakti Rock. And tonight's first song will be Sri Ram. When we come back, we'll be taking your calls. I look forward to it. So call in now if you're planning to call. Be right back.
Shriram He Sitaram He Hanumam Lakshmanaram He Rajaram
Welcome back, everybody. Seth apologizes. He completely forgot about me there, and it was a long bit of silence there between calls. Anyway, we're back on, and we have callers, and it's great. We have some guys calling in tonight. Our first caller is from British Columbia. His name is Michael. His birthday is February 26, 1963. Are you there, Michael?
Yes, I am, brother.
Hey, how are you doing, Michael?
I'm doing well. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you really well.
Oh, good. I just wanted to make sure because I'm just talking to my headset here.
It sounds pretty good, actually, Michael. You're doing good.
Just one moment. There's a delay between you and I, isn't there?
Well, you need to turn your radio off. Turn your computer speakers off.
Okay, is that better?
Michael?
Yes.
Yeah, turn your computer speakers off and just talk to me on the phone.
Okay, here I am.
Okay, good.
It's off.
Okay, you're good now.
Great.
Are you born February 26, 1963?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to confirm that. So what's on your mind this evening?
Well, I first of all wanted to say thank you very much for writing those books and bringing them out because I use them all the time. I'm actually an astrologer myself. An astrologer, numerologist, my profession.
Yeah.
In alignment with the Queen of Clubs, and that really helped me, by the way, over the past 5 years to really tune into the cards, and it's been really great. So thank you again so much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, they're really awesome contributors to my overall repertoire of tools. I've been enjoying what you've been saying tonight quite a bit because the whole reality of, when you said transcending the cards, and I was a little skeptical at first, I have to admit. I thought, well, what does that exactly mean? But you said it very well, because you said, well, you can't ultimately, but you can, if, as I interpreted, bring it to its highest level of expression.
Yeah.
Okay. You can transcend the negative by being aware of what it is and then focusing on the positive and always put your best foot forward.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree with that.
That's a way of saying it. By the way, I also do deeply appreciate the work of Eckhart Tolle, and I do always encourage people to read up on him. And so, yeah.
Uh-huh.
So,
oh,
I just wanted to first of all give you all those sort of feedback.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. Thanks, Mike.
Not that you need a ton of it, I'm sure, but just to say it,
No, it helps. It's always nice. Trust me.
And you're right. I've been watching the patterns over the years, and I compare the cards and the way the rhythms work with the actual Western astrology, and it is quite amazing. They don't exactly speak the same language exactly, but they're trying to, right?
Yeah, I think you kind of end up with the same results frequently as well.
Results, correct. I go with that, results, yeah. I don't exactly have a great need for a big personal answer, although I'm sure you could enlighten me in a variety of areas. The one that I really liked was when you were talking about, just a moment ago, you were talking about the spiritual spread and then the life spread. And what I didn't quite tune into before was, as I began to read them, you almost get the archetypal perfection on one side, and then on the other, there's a philosophy that unfolds, isn't there?
There's a lot of implied philosophy within that if you know how to read it. Yes, that's true.
Right. I've begun to get a sense, and as I was looking at the spread. Now, I don't know how long I have, and you might have other callers, so I don't want to take up all your time here. Just thanks again for that, because I feel like, oh my God, I suddenly got a flash of intuition.
I'll give you a good example of that, Michael, is that the Queen of Clubs is the card in the spiritual spread. It sits in a very centrist position, the Jupiter-Jupiter position.
Right.
And that is called the most blessed position.
Wow.
So the spiritual spread, in the life spread, you see the card there is the Ten of Diamonds. And you say, well, in the eyes of the world, the most blessed person has money and abundance.
Right.
In the eyes of spirit, the most blessed person has intuition.
Right.
So I thought I'd share that one with you, since you're a Queen of Clubs.
That's beautiful, yes, because the intuitive... I definitely lean very much on intuition, quite a bit more than logic even, I have to admit. I'm aiming to keep them in balance.
Well, that's your strong suit, It's very appropriate that you would utilize that to its fullest extent.
So does it sort of transfer, so I can see the Ten of Diamonds, of course, is one of my karma cards, and what it sort of suggests is that my job is to honor my intuition beyond the material, but at the same time, with my intuition, I could achieve that material reward. Is that sort of...
Well, Queen of Clubs people, there's certainly a lot of variety in the way that can be expressed, but the Ten of Diamonds as your second karma card, the one that represents positive parts of you, is an indicator that you have a natural instinct for business. You have a natural gift for business, for doing business, for even doing a very large business. Okay? And a lot of Queen of Clubs have had a lot of success in managing or creating really large companies. It's a common for Queen of Clubs to have that. Because of the Ten of Diamonds, which gives them a knack for that. It makes it easy for them to do that.
So in a certain amount of sense, the karma card shouldn't be seen as necessarily positive or negative, really. It has its plus and its minus.
Well, there's no negative to having a Ten of Diamonds second karma card that I can see.
Okay.
Because it's just there. It's showing you where you have good karma. The second karma card for every individual shows them where they have good karma.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Which means that, they had done something in a past life that benefited others in a significant way. and now that's being repaid to them as a gift of sorts.
I see. So the first one is more the more difficult karma, and the second is more like the reward karma.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of people, the second karma card, which is the good one, it's so much a part of them, they don't even notice it. They just take it for granted.
Yeah.
Most people aren't really conscious of this wonderful gift that they have, which is symbolized by that karma card. They just basically take it for granted. But they do have it. It's kind of nice to look at it and know what it is.
Gratitude goes a long way.
Oh, yeah. I agree with you.
Yeah. Nice. Specific to, you know, if I have one more specific question. You know, over the years, what I've done is I say I'm Queen of Clubs, secondary card, Five of Spades.
Mm-hmm.
I've played with this sort of fractal approach, which is to add them. So in other words, I can on one hand say, well, anybody with a Queen of Clubs and a Five of Spades has a very strong Five of Clubs and Queen of Spades active in their nature. And I know this is a bit of a stray, but something told me that you can inverse them.
Yeah. So I'll give an example how you would inverse them.
Not so much in reading their destiny, just in their character. For example, if I had Queen of Clubs and the Five of Spades, I would, the Queen of Spades would be active, which would mean I would have a certain amount of orientation, hopefully, towards self-development, self-mastery. And now I'm only posing that as something that I've sort of sensed.
How did you get the Queen of Spades out of that?
Because you just inverse the cards, like one's a club and Queen of Spades.
Okay, now I follow you.
Yeah.
Okay.
It seems to kind of come out, but I know it sort of bends the rules a bit.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I never want to discount anyone's intuition and stuff, but I'm not sure. Those theories have to be tested. I mean, there's been all kinds of funny different things like that that people have come up with, and for the most part, they're interesting, but I don't think they actually hold up in practice. But, you know, I'm open. I'm not closed, but I always think we need to test everything before we give it validity.
Sure. I do appreciate that. I just thought I'd run that by you, and I think noticed it. I think there's what you could call, it's almost like your shadow. It's like the other side of you. From what I've observed.
Well, it turns out that the Queen of Spades is connected to your card because it's a karma cousin of yours. Did you know that?
Oh, yes. And that could be sort of what makes me see that.
Yeah, maybe you see connection because of that on some level. Because it is part of your karmic little family there. But that's not true for everybody, though.
Right. Yeah, maybe that karma cousin.
If you reverse the numbers like you do, it's not going to come out to be a card that's already listed as part of the karmic family.
Right, no, exactly.
But, you know, one thing I would recommend for you is to look at the fact that the Ace of Spades is your Jupiter card for life.
Yes.
And that explains your success and all the goodness that comes from you working in the metaphysical sciences.
Right. And I'm in my Jupiter cycle as of the age of 39 to 52, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
And so the Ace of Spades comes forward and says, okay, this is where really the focus gets really...
Yeah, now you're really living it. You're really living that part of yourself. That was just really wonderful, you know. You must be really enjoying it.
It's very exciting. Yeah, I definitely feel like I'm on my true self-actualizing path, and I have great good fortune, similarly to you, to affirm and guide others in like manner, you know, to be on theirs. As you probably know, there's very little, well, it's a very rewarding process, especially for a queen.
Yeah, exactly. And If you ever examine the lifespan of the Queen of Diamonds and Queen of Clubs, you'll find there's a lot of similarities.
Yes, my previous partner was a Queen of Diamonds, and we still love each other. Rule number 9. No, not all relationships last forever.
But what I'm saying is, like, both of those cards have a 3 as the first karma card. Both of them have a 3 in Mars. Both of them have a Jack as a Pluto card, a 7 in Saturn, and a 9 as a result card.
Right, right. That is.
And both have an Ace as a Moon card.
That is something.
No other two cards have that.
Only those two.
Mm-hmm.
That's really interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. That is really.
So there's a lot of similarities, and my mother is a Queen of Clubs.
Oh yeah. And she's intuitive that way, and.
Yeah, she's very. She's always been really psychic, though she's not metaphysically oriented at all. But she's always been very psychic. Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. And. May I ask a quick personal question, like what year you're born in?
53.
53, okay. 53. Yeah. And I combine Western astrology, dream spell Mayan, Chinese, numerology, add the love cards, birth order, a real synthesis, Pisces fashion. I do my best not to dilute the picture with too many, you know, which can definitely.
Yeah, well, as long as you got a way that they all fit together well, that's cool, you know. You don't want to throw too much at a client; it might confuse them. Of course.
I tend to not tell them what I'm doing. I just tell my.
You just give them a message.
Yeah, I just play it back to them. Probably.
That's probably a good idea.
Get them too lost. I don't always adhere exactly to those, but it is. Yeah, an exciting process. That music, is that you singing?
Yes.
Really? That's really cool.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's great. I know we're having more of a chat than my asking you specific questions, but I do appreciate your answers and your time.
Yeah, that's fine. It's great talking to you, Michael. Thanks. And, you know, I wish you well with your career. I'm sure you're doing great, though, because you got the right, your heart's in the right place, and you're here to serve, and sounds like you found yourself in what you're doing, and I think that's incredible.
You bet. That's exactly right. And as I said, the love cards and the destiny cards have definitely made really fine contributions, so thank you so much. And that new book of yours is called?
Your Birthday, Your Cards.
Your Birthday, Your Cards. Yes. Yeah, wonderful. And I've had a great deal of joy over the years just sharing with people how the playing cards are astrology in code, and how you explain it as, you know, 52 weeks and 13 moons, 12 court cards. It all comes out. 12, 10 numbers for numerology. It's all a synthesis of numerology and astrology to create a system, right?
You ought to consider being part of our Magi Fellowship, Michael.
I would love to be.
Go to my website and read about the training and certification link on the top, and then get in touch with me.
I will, Robert. I will do that. Thank you very much for that invitation. I'll look forward to talking with you further.
Okay, thanks, Michael. Have a great night.
You too. You as well.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
That was a real, like, that's a Queen of Clubs that's really doing this Queen of Clubs work. It's just really refreshing to hear that. So I really appreciate you calling, Michael. It was great. And our next caller is also a male, which is nice. And his name is Matthew, and he's from Arizona. His birthday is May 22nd, 1963. Are you there, Matthew?
Yes, I am, Robert.
How you doing, Matthew?
I'm doing very well. How are you doing?
Good. Are you a Gemini or are you a Taurus?
I'm right on the cusp. I'm 0 degrees, 19 seconds.
Then you are a Gemini.
Well, by which birth often, but yeah, more Gemini, that's what I see, and actually my question even relates to that. But before I go into that, I want to thank you also for the great work that you're bringing forward, and I would concur and mirror much what the last man said about tonight's insights. And I think it's an invaluable amount of information that you're bringing forward in every way, so I really want to commend you on that and thank you for that.
Well, thanks, Michael. Matthew, I appreciate you saying that, too, very much. And you're a Ten of Clubs, and I respect your position on things, so.
thank you. And part of my question does come from observing myself, and I've been on a spiritual path journey now for probably 20-some-5 years, I guess, practicing just such tenets as, living in the power of now. And, I feel that I'm here to bring about a lot of positive change. So I actually got turned on to the cards about 20 years ago, but I lost track of them because it was a copy of that original book that somebody gave me.
Mm-hmm.
So they came back into my life, and I'm very happy about that. And my question has to do with being that I have the choice of those two planetary cards, I wonder if there's any influence from both cards or if somebody is solely affected by one, because I really feel that I see myself in both the Eight of Diamonds and the King of Spades.
Well, it would be easy to see yourself as both, because both are, in fact, part of your life spread and part of your pattern, you know. But there will only be one of them that you choose to act out of, and I really think it's the Eight of Diamonds. In other words, it's the one that you would choose to empower the most. See? But you do have either way, you still have a King of Spades in Venus. And so you're going to exhibit qualities related to that combination, King of Spades and Venus.
I see, because I've definitely been a student of the esoteric studies and brought through a lot of my own information and written some books and, definitely feel akin to that King of Spades. So that explains it. I have a love of that wisdom.
That may be from the Eight of Diamonds, because the Eight of Diamonds receives karma from the Seven of Clubs. It means the good karma comes from the Seven of Clubs, which is the card of spiritual knowledge. Just to give you a little different viewpoint on that.
That's very interesting.
I think it comes from the Eight of Diamonds, actually. Yeah, something to stimulate your mind.
That's awesome. My next question has to do with relationship, love card test question. And I am very profoundly impressed by a connection that I have with a Eight of Diamonds woman.
What's her birthday?
Her birthday's 7/7.
So she's a Cancer.
Right.
Yeah.
With a Ten of Clubs.
Okay, sure. Right. So you guys have the same cards in reverse.
So that's a match, correct?
That is a match. It's kind of a nice match, actually.
It is. It's very powerful, and, it makes me feel like, boy, if anybody understands me or is like a twin reflection, if there's ever such a thing as a twin flame, this person has really been shining something spectacular in my life right now.
Well, I'm really happy to hear that. That sounds really wonderful. So you guys will mirror each other's positive, and you could potentially mirror each other's negative too at some point. But there's definitely a huge positive potential there. And having a birth card match a ruling card is considered one of the best connections for relationship. I call it a match connection, the ruling card birth card match. I consider that to be really, really positive. It's like both of you would encourage the other to do well,
Mm-hmm. I am very optimistic about the longevity of that. And I also would ask, I've been noticing how accurate the relationship combinations and comparisons are from past relationships. And it would seem to me that a balanced relationship or a fairly strong one would have the Moon, the Venus, and the Mars together. Would you think that might be a true statement?
Well, there's so many ways it can be expressed that I hesitate to say best, because best would be, in my estimation, would be what's best for you, what's best for somebody, And so much depends on where the person is going in their life. Now, if I was talking to you, what's best for you, I would first ask you, I know your card, but I would want to know more about how you're expressing that or how that's playing out in your life before I would even, you know, take a guess on what's best for you. But, I mean, this relationship having a double moon connection, I think there's, you could do anything with that relationship. It could go anywhere. That could be a good relationship for almost any kind of relationship. Do you know what I mean? Because it's
right.
So,
well,
it's so good.
Yeah, our visions are to be empowered through our work, you know, our partnership in business, and it's amazing how across the board it is.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, you've got a great relationship there, and there's no Venus connection. So,
oh, there's not?
Yeah.
I thought, I thought that there was.
Well, I mean, there might be with the karma card somewhere, it might be listed in the book. I haven't looked that deeply, but just on the very surface level, you guys have these two moon connections, which are more strong than even the Venus connection. And they're great. They're really, really good. This is a really good relationship.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So, I mean, see, we have to look, to do the whole reading, you got to look at the karma cards. And really, whatever connections you guys have would be the connections that you already have with yourself, because you're exactly the same two cards, the two of you. You see? So whatever connection you have with her, you would also have with yourself.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Oh, I just looked it up real quick. It's her that has the Venus to me, so I knew it was in there somewhere.
Yeah, well, in the book, and it must be probably using the karma cards. I'll have to look it up myself to see exactly where that is. But what's most predominant between you two is the fact that you have two moon connections. That's number one, foremost. Okay? That's the biggie.
Does that mean that we, like, I know I understand how you have the sun taking the lead role and the moon, the supportive, and in one way I'm that supportive to her, and I enjoy being that. So does that mean that it's double? It's kind of an unusual...
Yeah, it's mutual. You guys take turns, and you share. You're each a leader in a different area of your relationship.
Wow.
See? Like, you both have to lead the relationship in some ways, or you wouldn't be happy, you know. You'd have to each have an area of the relationship that is yours to be the leader in. It's like having two kings in one kingdom. Each king has to have part of the kingdom to lead, or they're not going to feel happy, you see?
Exactly.
So you guys, you know, I don't know how long you've been together, but eventually you will definitely divide up the kingdom.
Or go our separate ways, yeah.
Yeah, no, you'll divide up the kingdom. You just will. It happens even without thinking about it. It happens unconsciously, actually. But it's a good thing. It's not a bad thing by any means. So.
Awesome. That's so insightful. I really appreciate it. And I'm sure there's other callers. So I'm just one thing I'll tell you. Earlier tonight, I got really excited about an idea to have a love card party. I'm sure you've done that before, but it just struck me as a really great way to have people, you know, meet people and understand.
Absolutely. Yeah, that would be fun. I was thinking, I never did it, but I've had this idea before, and it would be really great to have everybody would wear little name tags, you know, with their card on it.
Yeah.
Or their cards, and then they run around and get to who's your karma card and who's your past life card. That would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, print up some posters and so everybody doesn't have to go to a book, and you can kind of gravitate and, you know, maybe have them in a room where you have all of a suit, and, you know, it'd be really interesting.
Oh, yeah, I think that's a great idea. You should do that. Let me know how it goes.
I will invite you over.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm only in California.
Well,
I'm not that far away.
Exactly. Well, I'll be back out there, too. I'm just doing a stint in Arizona. But, yes, thank you so much, and I will look forward to further enlightenment through your show.
All right. Thank you for calling, Matthew. It's great to have you on the show. Have a great night.
You, too.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to take a short break, and then we're going to have more calls from our listeners. We do have one person waiting, and two lines are still open. On this break, we're going to listen to Rama Rama off my CD, Bhakti Rock. We'll be right back after this short break. Welcome back, everybody. That was Rama Rama from my CD Bhakti Rock, which I produced and released about a year ago. Hope you enjoyed it. And lines are full. Our first caller has been waiting patiently from Atlanta. Her name is Laz, born January 30th, 1973. Are you there, Laz?
Yes.
Am I pronouncing your name correctly?
My name is Luz.
Luz. Okay.
Yes.
How are you, Luz?
I'm fine. How about yourself?
I'm doing great.
Okay, my question is very simple. I in one situation right now, and I want to know about my marriage. I don't know what way I have to take. I in one specific place where I know, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what decision I take, what I'm doing with my life.
Okay, so what decision are you facing right now?
I live in one safe place, and I have to take decision for return with my husband or still in the same place. I don't know if it's a good idea to return with him. We have a lot of problems, and the family is between, and friends is between us. So I don't know what doing. We have one baby together, and I love him, and I think the best way is my baby grow with him. I don't know if right or not, because he tried to put me too many times in the street. So, I don't know.
So, you have this relationship, you had a baby with him, and
yes,
does he want to stay together?
He said he loved me, and he sometimes not sure this. He asked
sometimes he's not sure, you say?
No, he's sure about he loved me. The thing is, he put other persons, friends, family, sometime before us, the baby and me. So for him, it's more important single life with the friends and relationship with me and my baby.
And what birthday is this man?
It's August 27, 1973.
August 27.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So you're both kind of young, right?
Yeah. We are really young. We have a relationship before. I have two kids for my first marriage. This is my second marriage. He has one relationship before. He has one daughter and he's 16, one son is 14. I have one daughter, one son is 15, one daughter is 10, and we have together one boy is 6 months.
So you guys, well, he's his card is the Queen of Hearts, okay? Do you know this? Do you know the cards at all?
Really, you want to explain it?
Okay, that's okay. You don't have to. I'm just asking if you know. So let me explain something, a couple of things, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so having children is very important to him. Being a father is very important to him.
Okay.
But he sounds like he's not ready to settle down. That's what it sounds like. But you have a kid. And he's always going to want to be part of that child's life. Always. He's going to want that. You understand?
No.
So, you know, is he proposing anything to you, like anything more definite? Is he saying, hey, we should get married or we should live together?
We are already married. We separate for 2 months around this. We have really hard time. And I left him. And I'm in the safe place right now. I'm in a difficult situation right now. So the thing is, he wants to return with me. He's planning about divorce because he's thinking, I want divorce, and I don't want divorce. I want fixing stuff, and I want he put his best for this relationship and put first us than other people because the marriage is around men, women, and kids. That's it. No men, women, kids. Family, friends, and I'm married with men, no, with friends, family, and him.
Okay. It's a little hard to understand you because your English is not that great. I'm doing my best to understand, but it's a little difficult when you talk.
The thing is, he won't put the friends, family, mother, and other things before us in the relationship. Sometimes he forget his passion.
All you need to do is, here's the thing. I'm going to tell you this, Luz. You have to tell him what you want and then give him a chance to come forth and give it to you or not. You know, you have to say, this is what I want. Now, if you want to be with me, this is what you have to do. You have to tell him. You understand? And then give him a chance. Then give him a chance to make up his mind and let him do it or not. And then if he doesn't want to do it, you have to let him go. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
It's simple, but it's not easy. Okay?
Yeah.
It's not easy because we tend to make things more complicated than they need to be. Everybody does. It's not your fault. Everybody does that. Okay? But this is not that real, it's not really that complicated. You just have to be clear about what you want and tell him.
Yeah.
Do you follow?
Uh-huh.
And then give him an opportunity, listen to me, give him an opportunity to fulfill that, but be really clear that if he doesn't, you're not going to wait for him.
Yes.
You got it?
The things he's
because you have to, you have to move forward in your life, and you have to find somebody who's going to be a good parent for your child and a good mate for you.
Yes, you are right.
You deserve that, and there's no reason why you shouldn't have it. And I think he could come around. It's possible that he would come around, but you can't guarantee that because there's other factors. I don't know all the inner things about him, you know? I can't say for sure, but there's a chance. But you have to have the courage to let him go if he's not really going to be the person that you need.
Okay.
And know that there's somebody else out there for you. If he's not the one, there will be somebody else. Don't worry. There definitely will be somebody else.
Thank you.
Okay, you're very welcome, Luz. Thank you for calling tonight.
Good night, and happy holidays.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate you saying that. Have a good night.
Have a good night. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, next up is Nancy, who actually called in the beginning of the show, but somehow we got disconnected. She's from Lake Tahoe. Her birthday is July 19th, 1947. Are you there, Nancy?
I am.
Welcome back.
Oh, thanks. You know, somehow I didn't think it through and hung up before I thought, I need to stay on the line, duh. And then called back. You know, I just, anyway, so that's neither here nor there. You know,
yeah.
I have loved your books for a long time and use them all the time. You know, I'm constantly asking people what their birth date is, not their year so much, but just so I know their card. And I've got, a way that I've memorized a lot of them. You know, I don't have every single birth date. But anyway, it just gives me a general picture of who they might be. But
yeah,
I have to say,
absolutely.
Yeah. You know, and I teach school, and sometimes if I have a child that might be challenging, I'll find out the child's birthday, and I can say, oh, a four of clubs. But, you know, I'm pretty much self-taught just reading your books, which, you know, I do have all of them because, like I said, I find it the most fascinating, more than astrology or numerology, because you incorporate all of it. But, you know, in hearing you tonight, I realize that there's so much I don't know. For example, I had no idea until tonight about the karma cards.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know what my karma cards are. And so my Queen of Diamonds is my challenging, those aspects of that card are my challenges. And then the Six of
Queen
Diamonds.
Queen of Hearts. Queen of Hearts.
What did I say? I'm sorry, what did I say?
You said Queen of Diamonds, yeah.
Oh, right.
It's,
Queen of Hearts, sorry.
It's Queen of Hearts, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So is that
That's
correct?
Your first karma card. That represents the challenges in life. And,
okay.
Yeah.
And then I haven't read every single page, but mine is, you know, you say in the book that I have a debt to pay, and that's always kind of been an enigma to me. I don't know exactly what that means.
Well, that's only when you meet a Queen of Hearts person and have some kind of significant relationship with them. Then you can say that you have some debt to pay that person. But the Queen of Hearts also symbolizes something about you in this lifetime. And it means that with all, and this is true for all Nine of Clubs, there's always going to be some issues around sex and children for Nine of Clubs people. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
There, in astrology, there are these opposites. Okay? There's lots of different opposites. Like every sign has an opposite, right? The opposite of Cancer is Capricorn. The opposite of Libra is Aries. And so forth.
So what's the opposite of Nine of... Okay.
Well, no, well, there, it's not an opposite card. What I'm getting to is that there's a children on one hand and parents also, and on one hand. On the other hand, lovers and love affairs. Which one will take the priority? You see?
Uh-huh.
That's the issue for Nine of Clubs people, for most Nine of Clubs people.
Okay.
I can't say everyone because there's always exceptions, but that's the way it plays out for most Nine of Clubs. They have to come back into balance around their romantic life versus their children and their parents.
Okay.
Make sense?
It does. It does. I think so. You know,
So do you have children?
I do have children, and I have one child, and he is a Nine of Clubs.
Oh, interesting. So he's like his mother.
Yes. And then when I was married, to a King of Diamonds, whom you say, that's many Nine of Clubs are often with.
They marry King of Diamonds.
Yeah, and we were married for a long, long time. Now we're not. Gosh, there's so many questions. But I guess I didn't know about these karma cards. And, you know, while I was waiting, I was kind of perusing the Six of Diamonds, which you say is like the gift to me, right?
Yeah, that's your positive karma card, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, you know, in reading the card just swiftly,
there's no interpretations in my book about those cards as karma cards and what they would represent. So
no,
reading is just, you're just making up some things from what you're reading about it, but that's not really how it plays out. The Six of Diamonds second karma card for you represents how honest you are around money.
Okay.
You know, us Nine of Clubs people are the best card. They'll always pay you back.
Yes, that is true about me.
They'll go out of their way, and they'll be the first ones just to pay for things because they feel like they have a natural sense of responsibility around what they owe and what other people owe them.
Uh-huh.
And that's the gift of the Six of Diamonds. Not to mention the psychic gift that it also gives as well.
Six of Diamonds.
All the sixes are psychic. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well. Okay. Then I'm going to ask you another question and not take up the whole time. But this is kind of an enigma to me, and that is, you also say not only the King of Diamonds, but the Six of Diamonds, you say, you know, in fact, you say are destined to be with, but if I look up the compatibility, it's really terrible. It's like a -7 or something like that.
Well, don't take those indexes to mean everything. And first of all, you have to include the ruling card in that index rating before you make a final number. The birth and ruling card together will give you the whole story.
Okay.
But a lot... The truth of the matter is that a lot of Six of Nine of Clubs have significant relationships with Six of Diamonds people. It's very common.
Okay. I only know of one, and he's already married to my friend, so...
Well, not every single one has it, okay?
Yeah, of course. You can't make across the board.
No, not all of them do, but a lot of them do. So many of them do that it's kind of freaky, but... Still, there's a lot of Nine of Clubs who've never had a relationship with the Six of Diamonds.
Okay. And then I found it odd. I do have a friend. We were romantic once, but now we're not. Who has, if you looked at your, see, again, I told you I'm just self-taught, so I've just had to kind of learn through reading your book.
He's May 1st and has his planetary ruling card is a nine of clubs, you know. And yet, I think it's really is pertinent what you said either to another caller or your the things you were saying before you were taking calls, and that is it depends on how on where the person is on their spiritual path.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
It's not just black and white like, oh, gosh, you know, we should get along so well. But if they're not at the same point in the spiritual path, then these numbers are really irrelevant, aren't they?
Well, there's a lot of factors, actually, that can make them irrelevant. I mean, all kinds. I mean, what if one of the two people is an alcoholic?
Oh, sure.
You know, if one person is an alcoholic, forget the indexes.
Yes.
That person is not going to be able to have a good relationship with anybody.
That's right.
You have to keep those practical things in mind as well, you know.
Right.
And yours are just as practical, the ones about, you know, whether this person is on a certain level of awareness, consciousness, you know.
Right.
Very important.
Exactly.
You know,
so,
do
you... So you're saying that you said in the book, see, I like being in a relationship and everything else, and yet you kind of intimate that the nine of clubs is not so prone to marriage. But
I'm not saying, I didn't say that at all. I said they don't get married to just settle down. They get married to be with their lover.
Uh-huh. So,
see, some people get married for security reasons, you know. Marriage is an institution of security and raising children. But nine of clubs, the main drive for them is romance and sex. And they will get married to have that, if that's what their partner demands. But that's their main need. And if they get married and they're not getting that at some point, they will find it outside the marriage.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm more interested in this time of my life in an equal companion.
Yeah, well, but, you know, when you fall in love with somebody, it's never logical.
No, it's not. Of course not. Sure.
It's not your logical mind that said, oh, look, I found the right card. I'm gonna be with them.
Yes,
no, you're always
going
to go for what you're attracted to, aren't you?
Sure. Of course.
And who you're attracted to may have nothing to do. The cards could be totally wrong and bad, and you'll still have to have that relationship.
Yes. I hear you very loud and clear.
Yeah, I can tell you're getting it.
Well, I find it very interesting, and it was nice to learn about the karma cards because I had no idea, you know, what significance they had.
Yeah, I'm glad you asked about that. Thanks for bringing that up. I appreciate it.
All right, well, thank you so much.
Okay, Nancy, have a great night. Thanks for calling back.
You too. Thanks.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, we're going to take one more caller before we take our break. We have Will, who's from Arizona. His birthday is August 20th, 1986. Are you there, Will?
Yes, I'm here.
How's it going?
Doing good. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
Great. And before I guess I start, I don't want to sound like everybody else, but thank you for sharing this information with everybody. And not only that, but relating it on a level where everyone can understand it completely and, you know, feel free to ask you questions and not feel intimidated because, like, I don't know, I've been, like, raised since two to be spiritual and or metaphysical or however you want to word it, but it can be intimidating at times, like I've found for some people, and I just want to thank you for, you know, making it so universal for everybody.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate you saying that. I can never hear that enough, so I appreciate it. And you're a Leo Six of Clubs.
Yes, I am.
How fortunate you are.
I guess.
No, you are. That's a very fortunate, very fortunate birthday. Now, nobody's life is perfect. That's just not why. We don't come down here for perfect, you know. No reason to be here. But I consider the Six of Clubs to be the most fortunate card in the deck, in the mundane sense.
Well, that's
No, go ahead.
Well, it's kind of funny you say that because I'm involved with a relationship right now, and my partner is also a Six of Clubs.
Oh, really? Now, what's your partner's birthday?
July 22nd.
Okay. Is this a girl or a guy?
Girl.
Oh, okay. I just had to make sure, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Well, that's really nice because she becomes moon to you because she's a Cancer. She's moon to herself.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a perfect little connection for a relationship. It's a perfect marriage connection, really, for that matter.
Yeah, and actually we're about to get married in a couple of weeks or at least.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, you have, it's funny, you know, you have, if you look at your cards right now, you have a four of spades in Venus right now. And you have underlying that, you don't know about the underlying cards, but underlying that four of spades is the eight of hearts, that's her card.
Uh-huh.
So it shows you settling down with her.
Wow.
Is there a baby in your future?
More in the later future, but eventually, yes.
Okay, well, be careful, because you got a card for that. So, you know, it could happen sooner than you think. It often does, you know. I mean, we make our plans, and then God laughs at us, you know.
Well, yeah, like, we're both musicians, and we're both striving to have a career with that together, because, I don't know, I was always hoping for a partner that was, like, more of my equal, not, you know, someone that I would come home to or, like, had to live away from. Like, I figured, like, a partner is a real partner in everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, like,
yeah.
When, I don't know, like, I funny thing is, I found out she was the same birth card as me before I even met her, so I was, like, I wasn't even really thinking too much into it, but then, like, the more we looked into it, we were like, wow, like, here's this, like, sun-moon connection, and here's, like, all this other stuff.
Oh, that's cute. That's really cool, man. That's cool. You know, Six of Clubs often marry early in life, younger than most people.
Yeah, it says that in your book that females will actually marry before 20.
Yeah, sometimes they do, yeah. Mm-hmm. How old is she?
She is 16 right now, actually.
Oh, wow. Well, there you have it.
Yeah. Your book is that accurate.
Well, that's pretty cool. I mean, it sounds like you guys will actually have a lot of fun together, I think.
Yeah, like I know we have a Mars and a Pluto, but like from what I got from your book was the Pluto is more about like loving ourselves and appreciating what we had, because if we didn't, then we kind of overlook it and underestimate it. But and the Mars connection like is really great, because like we love working together and being competitive with each other, but we have seen that when we're kind of in our six in a club rut or just not active, we can be edgy at times because we're so hard on ourselves.
Like, yeah, that's good to know. See, if you guys can both realize that, you know, you push yourself, and then if the other person even appears to be pushing you, it can be too much, you know, like you just can't handle any more pushing. So that could cause a dispute of some kind, you know. So it can help you guys to both lighten up with yourselves, you know, each of you.
Yeah, like we've been... Like, it's kind of funny because we're just like, oh, well, we reflect each other so much, so it's like, I really need to pay attention to that. Make sure I'm okay with what I'm doing.
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
But I'm just wondering, her planetary is an eight of hearts, and I'm looking up, I have the book in front of me, I have her connection, and there's only four out of five, and I'm just wondering why one of them is empty, just like...
Well, see, you guys, there's the book follows certain rules. There are some people in some cards in the book that only have three connections.
Okay.
And it follows a certain pattern, and it looks for birth card connections and karma card connections. Now, it's not looking at ruling card connections, so you have to combine those two. Actually, the book tells you how to do all that. What I would recommend you do sometime is get one of these reports from our software. They're really good. And the software can do all the steps that the book can't really do. There's actually a lot that the book can't do. And if you guys are getting married, I think it would be in your best interest to get one of these reports, because it really shines a light on how to have the relationship be the best that it can be.
Uh-huh.
It has like affirmations for every single connection between the two people. And I think you'll find that very, very helpful as you approach, you know, this big commitment together. Okay?
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, you guys, you have a lot going for you. And I wouldn't even pay attention to the book right now, because it doesn't tell the whole story. Okay?
So yeah.
Take my word for it.
Yeah.
it doesn't tell it in exactly the right order. There's just some limitations to doing this in a book form that is inherent in it. If you want to get the whole story, get one of those reports. It's only $20. And it's not only the most accurate, but it also will give you, like I said, a guide.
Uh-huh.
Of like, you know, how to have this be the best relationship that it can be based on the pattern that's presented there for the two of you.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Will, it's great talking to you, and, you know, let me know how it goes. Are you guys going to be moving or traveling on your honeymoon?
Yes, we will.
Yeah, because you got a five of spades.
What was that?
You have a five of spades in at that time period.
So what does that mean?
That means travel.
Well, great, yeah, because we're planning on moving to Malibu, California, and then traveling to New York, because that's where my family is.
Oh, okay. Well, it's right there in the cards. And this is a good year to move. It's a really good year to move.
Well, that's good to know.
Just remember that you are the official leader of this relationship. Don't forget that, okay?
Yeah.
Even though you wanted an equal, you actually are in a situation where you have to be the one that knows where he's going.
Yeah, I saw that early on, because from the very get-go, my partner doesn't like making decisions, and she likes to really think about them, whereas I kind of just analyze them the best I can and make them. And when I saw I was the sun and she was the moon, I was like, well, that makes a lot of sense, and it really made it easier on us, because it was like, you know, that's kind of the role to be accepted in the first place.
Yeah, and she's looking to you for leadership. On some level, she's wanting you to be the leader of the relationship. Whether it's conscious or unconscious, it's still there. So you bear that responsibility. It's like where you guys end up and where you go and how successful you are has a lot more to do with you and what your choices are. So I have no doubt, though, that you can do it. You're both really great, so I just don't see any problem in you guys having all your dreams come true.
Well, that's a good information to have.
Yeah, you can tell her I said that.
Actually, she's probably listening right now, or she will in a second.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for calling, Will. It's great talking to you. I'm going to let you go. And why don't you check in with us later and let us know how things are going after the marriage and after your move.
Thank you, Robert, and I definitely will. And I'm also involved with that man you spoke to before, Matthew, and we definitely want to try to throw a love card party.
Oh, that sounds great. Oh, that good for you guys. Well, tell me how that goes. I'd like to, really love to hear about it.
Well, we're going to be inviting you there, so be ready.
Well, I don't know if I'll make it to Arizona or not, but who knows?
No, we're going to be in California for this.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, let me know.
Okay.
Okay, I appreciate it. Okay, have a great night.
You too, Robert. Thank you.
Okay, good night. Bye-bye. Okay, we're having our last break now, and we have two calls when we come back, so you ladies just hang on. On this break, we're going to play the song Krishna, Hare Krishna, off my CD, Bhakti Rock, and when we come back, we're going to talk to Linda and Sandy. Be right back. Welcome back, everybody. That was Krishna Hare Krishna off my CD, Bhakti Rock. I hope you enjoyed that. It's available on my website if you're interested. Go to seventhunders.com, and there's a link about it right on the first page there. Okay, we're just finishing up our show with two more callers. We have Sandy from Atlanta. Her birthday is February the 18th, 1964. Are you there, Sandy?
Yes, hi, Robert.
Hi, how are you, Sandy?
Good, thank you.
Thanks for staying up so late.
Yes, I'm very excited to get through, finally.
Oh, good. And what can I do for you this evening, Sandy?
Well, I wanted to find out about some big career moves. We have some things in place that are set to happen, and I wanted to find out if it was going to go through all the way and find out about romance, I guess, for 2009.
Uh-huh, okay. It looks like this change is happening and it's going to be good. Okay. But you have cards of kind of, between now and your birthday, of your mind's kind of going a little crazy over this whole thing.
Yeah.
You follow me?
Yeah.
So you've got to kind of somehow get your mind off of it somehow. I don't know how, but, you know, because you're just in a, you got, like, a lot of worry and stuff about it where it's not really required that you have that, but you are anyway. Do you understand?
Yes.
So just relax as much as you can and just let it unfold. That's my suggestion to you. Okay?
Okay.
It's all going to be okay. It's supposed to happen. Okay?
Okay.
But your mental thing is pessimistic and also worried. And you don't want to have that affect it if you can help it, right?
Right.
So do your best to manage your thoughts between now and your birthday. Okay?
Okay.
And so you're thinking about love. Are you single now?
Yes.
And you're not dating anybody?
That's correct.
Well, you do have some pretty strong cards in your Venus period next year, which is in April and May, okay? You've got the Six of Hearts and a Three of Hearts. And those are pretty strong. But maybe by then you'll be ready. Hopefully you'll be ready by then for that, for this person to show up, because there's a strong indication that they will show up, okay? But, you know, it all depends on us to a certain extent, you know, being in the right place. In other words, the right place psychologically.
Right.
So that you can, you know, have that person. There's actually an indication that you'll have a couple of guys to choose from.
Yeah.
Well, you know, sometimes you have to sort of check out what's out there first, you know, before you make up your mind.
And is there such thing as someone that's destined, a card that's destined?
Well, this is possible because, I mean, now, there are lots of, we can have many destined relationships in the course of one lifetime. Because there are, like, lots of reasons why a person would be destined to be in our life, you know. Like, in terms of one final one, maybe, and also maybe not. You know, this coming year is a blessed year for you. It's the rebirth year. And whatever you're really wishing for in your heart, you're going to get it. So we'll find out if you really wanted the one and only one to show up. We'll know by who shows up.
Hmm.
And what you do with it. You know. I mean, well, this whole thing is about making what's unconscious be more conscious. So you may not know everything about why you choose and why you want. You know what I'm saying? Most of us don't know that much. We don't know as much as we'd like to know, about our own self, I'm talking about. So you're going to have love in your life for sure. That's the good news. Whether it's going to be the one, I don't know. But there's strong indications that you could even get married. There's possibilities, if that's what you really want.
Yeah.
Is that what you want?
Yes, I do.
Oh, good. Well, you know, you're a pretty tough lady because you got a king as a ruling card.
Yes, I've been told that many times.
So the guy would have to be pretty confident in himself.
Exactly.
You know, there aren't a whole lot of those kind of guys out there, but there's enough. All you need is one.
And he would have to be someone that I could learn from every single day. That's the type of person I am. Because I've done so many things in my life, and I've accomplished a lot so far. And being an air sign and six of diamonds, I think I am. I've seen a lot and I've done a lot, so it's going to take a lot for me to be impressed, but, you know, I've been impressed before.
Well, any man that you're moon to, you would feel that way about, and I'll give you a list of cards, and this could be their birth card or their ruling card, okay?
Okay.
Five of spades, king of diamonds, ace of clubs, 10 of hearts, seven of clubs. Any of those cards are you're going to be fascinated by.
Wow.
I guarantee it.
Okay.
Just see who shows up. But that can be their birth or their ruling card. Keep that in mind. Okay?
Okay. Can you tell me one more time?
Five of spades, 10 of hearts, king of diamonds, 3 of clubs, ace of clubs, and 7 of clubs.
Okay. And can I go on your website and put in their birthday to find out their ruling card?
No, my website doesn't tell you the ruling card. You're going to have to get the book for that.
Okay, I'll order the book, and I'll order
either one. You can either get all three of the books have that. I would suggest you get either your birth of your card or love cards for that.
The birth of my card?
No, there's two books. Either one will be fine. One of them's called Love Cards.
Okay.
The other book is called Your Birthday, Your Card.
Oh, okay.
That's the name of the book. So I'm just telling you which books have what you're looking for.
Okay, fantastic.
All right, Sandy. Well, good luck with your exciting new year.
Yay. Thank you so much, Robert.
You're welcome. Have a nice night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And our last call tonight is Linda from Woodbridge, Virginia. Her birthday is June 13th, 1967. Are you there, Linda?
I am here. Good evening, Robert.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. I'm glad to hear you're doing good.
Yeah.
What's on your mind this evening?
Oh, whatever you want to present me with. I'm pretty open and just curious more than anything.
Do you know anything about your card or what it is or anything?
Well, I go to the website, your website, every morning.
Okay.
And I check my cards for that day.
Do you know you're a 4 of diamonds?
Okay.
But your other card, your second card, is the 2 of spades. The website won't tell you what that card is, but I just told you.
Okay.
You're a 2 of spades, which is the friendship card.
Friendship?
So for you, relationship would have to be with somebody that you actually do things with.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And you're actually pretty marriageable. You have high dreams about love also. Are you single or married right now?
I just started dating someone.
And what's his birthday?
I haven't asked him yet.
Oh, well, okay. I can't help you until you tell me his birthday.
I'll have to find out and call you on another night.
But you do have as the card for this whole year, you have the King of Hearts, which is the card of the lover. So it's about time he showed up.
Okay.
Took it long enough. You should tell him, hey, what took you? You were supposed to be here like a couple of months ago. What the heck happened?
It was probably me delaying him.
Probably.
Yeah.
Sometimes we get in our own way. You know, one thing about the Two of Spades is that they think love to death sometimes.
Yeah.
They analyze it too much. They analyze it just way too much.
Yeah.
And that keeps them from getting married. They're analyzing it, you know. Actually, you'd be very happy in a committed relationship. Though your mind would have to be tricked. Someone would have to trick you to get you there, probably.
Yeah, I'm not looking for marriage, just a steady relationship.
Yeah.
I would be happy with that.
I think you're going to be fine. You have to understand that Four of Diamonds, that card, they have sort of a dream that love should be really wonderful and easy.
Fairy tale?
Like, yeah, it's a little bit like a fairy tale thing, like Prince Charming comes along. But see, when you're a four, any four person, it doesn't work that way. You have to work it. You have to make it that way by working it.
Mm.
And as long as you're not, you know, opposed to working it, you can have it. But if you think it's just going to happen without you having to do anything, it's not going to work.
Okay.
So if you go into a relationship thinking, how can I make this a great relationship, you're on the right track.
Okay.
If you go into it thinking, this relationship is going to make it so easy for me, you can forget it.
Okay.
All right, that's a little clue.
That's great.
Otherwise, once you're in a relationship, you'll be very happy, you'll find. Especially if it's committed.
Yeah. That's important for me.
Yeah, I think so. Anything else on your mind, Linda?
Advice regarding my career, 2009.
Well, the main focus of this year is actually on your love life.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, that can guide you. I mean, what do you want to have happen in your career? What are you doing right now? What kind of work are you doing?
I'm in sales now, and I love it because it's preparing me for when I go solo and establish my own business.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm learning as
much
as I can.
You have a lot of good business sense. You have a lot of business sense. So you're good. You know, you should do well in whatever you do.
It's just
call me back when you get this guy's birthday.
I will.
So I can give you the skinny.
Okay. That sounds
all right.
Good. Thank you, Robert.
Okay, Linda. Thanks for calling and have a nice sleep tonight. I know
you're
on vacation.
Thank you.
All right, good night. Good night. That concludes our show this evening. Thank you, everybody who called in and was brave enough to, you know, ask questions on the air and reveal your birthday to all of us listeners. We're going to end our show, as we always do, with the favorite song on my CD, which is called Gayatri. It's an ancient chant from ancient India that is extremely powerful mantra. It can take you to a higher state of consciousness just listening to it. So enjoy that as you go off to sleep or whatever you're doing for the rest of your evening. And I'll see you back here next Monday night, same time. Have a wonderful week. Good night.
Om Urvaha Swaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yo Na Prachodayam Om Urvaha Swaha Tat Savitur Varinyam
Thank you.
Saviturvavimiyam Pargo Devasya Vimahe